Dominic Profito.
Good evening, Glassboro. My name's Thad Van Gilder. I'm judging field visual for you this evening at Vineland's Cavalcade on November 4th, 2017. I'll be describing what I see in terms of side one and side two. Side one being the left side of the field, side two being the right, as viewed from the audience. I'm hoping my comments will be beneficial for you on your journey towards excellence this season, and I'm looking forward to see what you have for me. Alright, looking at a piccolo and a flute on either side of the 45 on side one. Good start with some tight visuals at the beginning of the show. Good job with them. They're uniform compared to the other members of the ensemble I see. All right, looking at a mellophone on the 45 on side one. Sticking out a little bit from the form. That could be clarified a little bit. Looking at two sousaphones on the 45 on side one. I'm seeing some inconsistencies of intervals. All right, looking at a piccolo on the 40 on side one, just witnessed a fairly large back marching step size for a person of shorter stature, and must give credit for handling that while playing. I appreciate that challenge. Right, now, again, mellophone on the 40, between the 45 and the 50 on side one. At a second position halt, I'm looking at slight variations in the width of the feet. That's a moment that could be clarified a little bit. All right, looking at a pair of mellophones between the 50 and the 45 on side one. I'm seeing a slight difference in horn angle there. We could clarify that a little bit, and that would do well. All right, now looking at three trumpets between the 40 and the 45 on side two. I appreciate the visual with the left knee bend, moving the center of the body's gravity over that bent knee. I appreciate that. Looking at the horn angles of the four trumpets, I'm seeing two different horn angles. Clarifying that horn angle would bring a bit visually to that moment. Alright, looking at a piccolo and an alto sax on either side of the 40. There's some inconsistencies in pulse there. moving from a back march to a strong forward march set move, that visual phrase has a little bit of inconsistency. All right, looking at the mellophone on 35 on side two, I appreciate that closing moment down on right knee, left knee up. I appreciate that challenge of playing in a kneeling position. The horn angle is important there, and that closing thought in that number, got to have that horn there, where the horn has to be uniform with the others. All right. Looking at a tenor sax just inside the 40 on side two, kind of moving into a second position halt for a moment. I'm seeing a variety of ankle widths, of foot widths in that second position halt. That would be a good place to clarify the foot width this week during rehearsal. All right. Again, looking at the four trumpets that were between the 40 and the 45 on side two, good horn pop during that moment. But when the horns came down, there was a little bit of variation in the normal horn angle. All right, looking at the pick and the flute on 45 on side one, I appreciate A, the accelerando with the variation of tempo, and B, the dance that they are performing while playing. Good job. That's quite a challenge there. The choreography in that dance is very tight, and I can very uniform. Pardon me, and I can clearly see that the training coming through in that. Good job with that. All right, looking at a pair of alto saxes on the 45 on side two. At the previous followed leader set move, there's a slight collapsing of the corners of that set move. In order to make that set move really pop, you got to make sure they go all the way out to the corners and hold that. In the closing thought of that number, that's a great visual to really make that that closing number pop. Good job with that. Looking at the mellophone on 40 on side two, I appreciate that very large step size moving back field. And good job with keeping the hips down low to keep the head from bouncing with that. Although during that particular move, there wasn't a mellophone part being played. That technique will help make playing easier when that step size is needed during a part. Good job with that. All right, now looking at sax to sousaphones and flute and a clarinet starting on the 40 during the little percussion feature. It was a good job with asynchronous step offs. I appreciate the challenge of an asynchronous step off. That is an additional challenge there. Good job with that. All right, looking at a barry sax, a clarinet, and a tenor sax right along the front line of that halt, that parallel footed halt there. Very good job with that that set. That front line is very tight and straight. Good job with that. All right, great job, guys.